Hello, everybody, and welcome to McKinney Favelle's Hot Commodity Podcast. Today is June 16th, and I'm joined here today by Craig Ruffalo, Vice President of McKinney Favelle, to talk about the changes in the suspension agreement and the impact on the industry. Hey. I'm Mike Coughlin, CEO and President of McKinney Favelle, and we're excited to talk about it. So, Craig.
Yes, sir. Happy Friday, Mike.
Happy Friday. Thank you. Last week there were some changes. Wilbur Ross announced from the Department of Commerce about the suspension agreement. So tell us a little bit about some of those changes from the previous agreement.
I'll tell you, Mike, it was interesting. Last week on June 5th, I was presenting at Sawson's Purchasing Seminar a bit on pins and needles.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to talk a lot about the suspension agreement, but we didn't really know what the changes were going to be. Everybody had thought there might have been a deal right before I went on stage, so I can tell you I was a little nervous. The good news was we got a 24-hour respite, and as a result, we had a chance to digest over this last week the changes. There's about two or three major changes in the amendments that we got from the previous suspension agreement to the current one. Obviously, most people were looking at the polarity change. So as you know, the change in the polarity will change whether or not you're qualifying as a raw or refined sugar. And we were using 99.5, right?
Correct.
As our pole change. Now it's changed down to 99.2 pole or below is going to qualify as other sugars or your raw sugar. Hopefully, in this case, the result of this will, you'll see more shift of raw sugar in this case at 99.2 or less being shifted to the cane refiner.
Great.
Rather than importers for third party. The other one is obviously the change in the percent. How much of this sugar is going to end up in the hands of the refiners or qualify as raw sugar versus refined, and that splits now 70-30 to the raw to the refined side. So those are two of the major changes.
So talk a little bit about the impact of all this, whether I'm a user, what would be my impact, and for the supply industry. Where do you see pricing go from these changes, and where do you see the overall impact, and who are the winners and losers, would you say, in this?
Well, I think the ultimate goal of what the Sugar Coalition, who originally had filed the case against the Mexican sugar industry, the whole goal, I think, is to reroute Mexican sugar more towards cane refiners and direct shipments, almost as if like Mexico became a large tariff rate quota holder for raw sugar. I think that's their intent. I would say that at the end of the day, the two winners is going to be the cane refiner, who will have additional sugar available, and potentially beet sugar processors, because at this point in time, you've got a refined sugar price that's now going from 26 cents FOB the mill to 28 cents as a minimum. Mm-hmm. And you've got raw sugar prices going from 22.25 cents to 23. Ultimately, what that means is that prices the beet sugar guys can sell at might go up. Here's an example. Refined sugar out of Mexico at over 99.2 pole sugar, when you put it in a boxcar and try to deliver it to the Midwest, when it was at 26 cents, you could probably get sugar delivered into Chicago somewhere around 31, 32 cents.
Okay.
Today, we're probably looking closer to 35 cents delivered. Mm-hmm. So if you're a beet guy right in the Midwest that you deliver in Chicago, you're probably talking about a little higher price on an FOB base.
All right. So really what we're saying here is that this could increase the soft floor by a penny or two, and encourage some increases in what we've seen on beet pricing as we move forward to 18 and 19.
Yeah, two things I think that you could see here is beet guys might be able to clear their storage as they've gotten more price competitive over this year, as they've moved their deliveries in the 2016-17 crop as we head into the new year. They'll clear in inventories by the end of the year, and you'll have more availability of raw material in the hands of cane refiners. So when we start looking at ending carryout stocks for the 17-18 crop and then we move forward, you'll see a switch from refined sugar inventories to more raw sugar inventories, ultimately maybe putting a little pressure on 16 prices but allowing beet sugar prices to elevate.
Okay, great. Well, thank you, Craig. This was a great recap, and I appreciate your time as always. And for the crowd out there, we have two webinars coming up. We have our webinar on June 21st. We're going to be covering honey and specifics of what's happening in the honey world. And we also have our quarterly market outlook on June 22nd, so check that as well. Nicole Thomas will be presenting on corn and soybean, and Kevin will be presenting on sugar. As always, check out our website at McKinneyFlavel.com. We have a new logo, a new look, and we're just about T-minus 2 months from launching our online products, which we're very excited about. And finally, check us out on LinkedIn. We have a page there where we're posting a lot of news articles. So thank you again, and look forward to talking to everybody on our next podcast. Thank you.